Oh yeah, now welcome, welcome, welcome indeed. It is Kicking It with your girl Christy Love, and today we're going to talk about something a little bit interesting, that quarantine quest for love. Hey big head, hey, you was on my mind. I was thinking about you. Him versus her. We've got those ways of trying to get back in when we want to talk to somebody. And now that we're on lockdown, or supposed to be on lockdown, with all that's going on with this pandemic that we are currently facing, everybody been using it a little ways to try to get back in and try to talk to you. Those blasts from the past. Now, yeah, I'm going to start with the ladies first. You know how it goes. You get that inbox. Hey, big head. Or how you been, or the infamous WYD.
Is it that inbox to be in your box?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what it is. I think usually that is what it is. That's what it is. And ladies, why are we even playing with this? Why are we even considering it? Because we're bored. We are absolutely bored. Now, listen. I can admit now, I started going through my mental Rolodex as well, and reliving a couple of instances, if you will, and thinking about a couple of folks and, you know, trying to find something to do to have some fun. But, yeah, if I started weighing the pros versus the cons, then I wouldn't be so quick to respond to those inboxes. And I've seen a lot of y'all remarking about the attention that you're starting to get and responding to those text messages and those inboxes from the holidays. Now that's what's sad.
Not this holiday. I'm married. I ain't hollering at nobody. You're not getting responses from this holiday.
See, wasn't even nobody talking about holiday X.
Okay.
Wasn't nobody talking about holiday eggs. I was talking about Christmas, Thanksgiving. Hell, some of y'all still on Halloween. Hey, boo. I mean, I wasn't talking about holiday eggs. I wasn't. However, I tell you the truth. People get on my nerves. Listen, I have gotten myself, put myself on the chopping block. I've gotten correspondence, if you will, from dudes that I ain't talked to since the summer of 73, and I wasn't even born yet. I didn't even come to be until 76. But here come dudes from the summer of 73. Hey, how you doing? How's everything going? One, he was crafty with it. Baby, are you safe? And I mean, what was I going to say? No, come save me. Come help me. Like, what was I really going to say to him? But it caught my attention, and only because it was different, because the rest of them was garbage, like straight garbage, turned like doorknobs. Like, seriously, like they really was like, what are you doing? How's everything? One was like, I miss you. I found that interesting, being that when I was trying to holler at him, when I was trying to give him the goodies, he didn't want it. But now you bored, now you in the house, and you're probably in the house with the one you don't want to be in the house with. Now you're missing me? How that work? I don't even know how that's supposed to work. But I seen that I'm not the only one going through that, ladies. Listen. Some of them, ain't no some, most of them, this is not a reconnect time. This is not, I had some time to think about it. I think I love you now. I think you the one for me. No, this is I'm bored. I'm in the house. She looking at me. I really want to be around her, but I want to know what you doing. Do you want to come over? Like, we can really come over. We're supposed to be social distancing anyway. I mean, like, really, what are we supposed to even really do with that at this time? And then it's like on the flip side of it, ladies, when somebody comes across your mind and you're being kind of nosy, trying to see what he's up to. Hey, you were on my mind. I just wanted to see how you were doing. Did you really want to see how he was doing, or you wanted to see how his other member was doing? Did you want to see what he was really up to? Did you want him to make a little naughty video for you? Like, what did you really want from him? Like, let's be honest here. Do you really want to have a conversation? Or you want to do something else? I mean, I can't knock you on that because we are women and we have needs that need to be met and all that good stuff. But do you really want to talk to him? Or are you just also bored? I'm thinking you're bored. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think you've had a sudden burst of sense come to you and all of a sudden he's somebody that you really want to entertain. Because there's a reason you stopped talking to him before. He either didn't have a good job. He had good D. Real good D. He did that very well. But what else could he do for you? You know, the D we concentrate on, that's the wrong one anyway. It's supposed to be about dedication. That's the real D we really need is dedication. But we get a little confused.
RD, Distraction Network.
Shameless plug thrown about right here. You are tuned into Distraction Network, indeed. That would be the famous Holiday X. Yeah, he's got a good point. I mean, you can always get you some distraction going on. This is a good distraction, though. I think you should definitely tune in here, you know, and hear a couple of different takes on life about some other things. So, yeah, that was actually good. That was pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
I do what I can do when I can do it.
We see that. We see that. Talented indeed. Man of many, many talents. So, ladies, brothers, I swear, I love y'all, right? Like I do. I still believe in y'all. I still believe that one day we'll be able to get this whole relationship thing together. I don't really know what's going to happen today. I'm not sure what we're going to do right now, and especially with everything that's going on right now. I just wish we could use this time to try to talk to each other a little bit better, try to relate to one another, you know, on a better level. If you're going to go ahead and try to get reconnected with somebody, can it be about something with some substance to it, though, instead of it just being based on something physical? I mean, physical is a good way to start, but don't we need something else to go off of? Something. I mean, I do believe in the power of touch. I do. I firmly do. But right now, being that we got to sanitize everything and wipe down everything and, you know, the spores be living and all that kind of stuff. And it can live in your clothes and live on the steel and all that kind of stuff. You know, now I'm not talking about that kind of steel, ladies. I was talking about something else. I know where some of your minds went. I wasn't talking about that. But you like, really, I mean, right now with all that going on, I get it. It may, because we're being told, hey, you need to practice social distancing, it's making you want to, yeah, like, connect in a different kind of way. But before connecting like that, let's try to connect in a different type of way. Like, connecting with what we're really feeling about one another. Like, seriously. And, like, not wasting each other's time. Because if we know that this dude that is resurfacing, if we're knowing that he's someone that we tried to deal with before and it didn't work out, then why are we even entertaining it? Same thing goes with you, fellas. I mean, if this is a girl that you said she was crazy. And see, some of y'all don't play fair because we get crazy. After you give it to us the way that you do, and then we start thinking that means it's going to be about something, and then you turn around and say, no, but we just friends. I hate when y'all do that. Oh, I hate when y'all do that.
What if the man says that first? Hey, no matter how good this is, we can't be any more than just friends. And then you go in the room or in the back of the car and behind the club stadium or whatever. And it's just so good. And then they just, hey, boo you.
Oh, man. Okay.
I may not be talking about myself.
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to take a stab at that. Now, I can only speak for me. But I think some of y'all other ladies can agree. Now, he tells you that. But then this baby be pulling out some stuff and doing some stuff to you that, Oh my gosh. Like, it legit makes you clock out. Like, you ain't never experienced that type of pleasure before. How are you supposed to really keep it to the forefront of your mind that it's not supposed to be anything beyond that? Like, how do you really do that? Like, how do you really remember that he says, look, this is just for entertainment purposes only? Like, how do you really remember that? If he's touching you the way you like to be touched and you done blacked out, like, at least twice, and you're not calling his name. You are spelling this man's name. Like, how are you supposed to? Now, see, and if this is in comparison to other dudes that you played with, and they were just not good. They either couldn't get it up, like, at all, or they do that whole, that movement where it's like they scooting their chair up to the table. You know what I'm talking about? Like that, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like that move. Okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what move I'm talking about. But it's like, but this dude, this baby done brought the thunder. Like, you just, we like that. We like being touched the way we want to be touched. We like a man that's dominant in the bedroom. Okay, most do. I'm sorry, because some of y'all women, y'all don't like that. I like a dominant, aggressive lover that knows what he's doing. I love that. No, I don't always get that. And that's why some of them text messages get ignored. But
is this the time where, like, the quarantine time, is this, like, the time where they should put this back into the forefront of their head that he just said this is playtime and for entertainment purposes only?
Yeah. Yeah, because for some reason, I just think that quarantine pain, that's going to mess you up, like, for real. First of all, that quarantine pain going to have a lot of y'all during being mamas at the top of the next year. Y'all better complain. Like, really, that quarantine pain going to make you forget what he said. Now, don't let the smooth taste fool you now. He's going to say all the right stuff. That baby is going to say all the right stuff, and you know that he'll do it right, but then he gonna turn right around and he gonna ignore your text messages, girl. He gonna leave your messages on unread on Facebook, girl. He gonna act like he don't know. He gonna act like he don't know what you're talking about. It's not gonna be a good thing. It is not gonna be a good thing. Stay away from the quarantine pain. I'll be back.
You tired of not knowing how to think? You tired of your political party taking you for granted? You tired of being confused by phrases like one of the greatest memories of all time? Well, there's a man out there that's going to save you. A man that Black People magazine voted most. A man that the 45th president of the United States once described as him again. A man that Tulsi Gabbard saw and once tried to take him home to her guru. Come to Discussions with Tez, and he'll show you the way at www.distractionnetwork.com/discussions.
And we are back, and we are still Black, and how are you today?
I don't know if they knew I was Black or not.
You know what? He's got a point there, but he is indeed Black. I mean, I know, we not used to someone that can talk with some good common sense. Yeah, I'm sorry, brothers. Need y'all to do better. But this is actually a very educated but crazy brother right here. Indeed. Yes. Welcome back to Kicking It. I am indeed your girl, Christy Love. And we are going to take a commercial break while he gets his phone together.
I told my aunt I was about to start recording. Please don't call me. And then she calls me.
That was cue for, hey, call. Give me a call because I'm not recording. I need you to call me right now. Anyway, so listen. We're talking about quarantine quest for love. And in the first segment, we were talking about Blast from the Past. Hey, Big Head, I was just thinking about you. Wanted to see how you were doing. Him versus her trying to resurface. And now let's talk about the inundation of new requests that might
That's
be coming through.
That's a big word. What is inundation?
Inundation. A surge. Like plethora. Like a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch. Like a whole bunch of them.
Okay, understood.
All right, true.
Could you spell that?
Yes. INUNDATION. Inundation.
Oh, you know, I used to have Dre do that all the time.
Are you serious?
Oh, snap. Spell that. And what's the definition of it?
See, I know a little bit. I know a little bit. And I like vocabulary. And I like men with big, massive, throbbing vocabularies, too. I'm a geek girl, so, yeah. That mental stimulation thing is everything for me. Yeah. So let's talk about the dawning of the new requests, new friends. Now, I know they say no new friends. I know. But sometimes new is good. You need something a little bit different. I'm not talking about new peen. Like, really, I on the last segment, I told y'all, say no to the quarantine peen. And still, right now, we need to say no to the new quarantine peen, too. No, because we need to, you know, make sure that everything is okay. This COVID-19 is no joke. Now, I do think when we get the all clear, boy, it's going to be a lot of people getting arrested for looting lavicious acts going on in different places, because is it lavicious or is it lavicious? How you pronounce that word? I don't know how you pronounce that anyway, but y'all know what I'm saying, because people are going to be trying to get it in wherever they can. Yes, I talk about sex a lot. You'll be okay. It's quite all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry yourself about it. Anyway.
It's your last name. Well, I mean, your last name is Love, but still, it's close.
It is close, because love is such a beautiful thing. And sexy love is even better. But whatever. So, listen. Newness. New people. Now, I have been getting a lot of new friend requests. Yes, a lot of them are from Nigeria, and they're trying to sell me something, and they want me to send something in certified U.S. funds first. But it's quite all right. I've been doing a lot of deleting and blocking, so it's been quite all right. But what about the new friends that show up and you look at their profile and they're kind of right in your general area and they look all right. Profile looks okay. You know, nothing too suspect. I don't know about you. I do always check first. If it's from a male, I do check to see if he's married or engaged. I typically do not like to accept married men as Facebook friends. I would rather not. I used to, and then I would get that inbox from the wife wanting to know who I was. Some of them, who the hell are you? And I don't feel like going through all that. So I typically do not accept married men as my Facebook friends. Unless I'm already Facebook friends with their wife now. That's different.
I'd be like, you should become my Facebook friend and then look at my profile. Then you can tell who I am.
See?
It's on my profile, baby. See?
I'm not even, you know what? Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I got to do the finger snap that women do. NZ form.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, I just feel like, just as a safety thing, and I say safety, but I mean safety as in I just don't feel like the drama and the nonsense that can come with befriending somebody's husband. It can get like I said, if you're friends with the wife too, okay, that's different. But when you look at their profile, everything looks okay, and you accept the friend request, and I mean, baby, immediately, not immediately, immediately hops in your inbox. And it's, thank you so much for accepting my request. Looking forward to getting to know you. And everything seems okay. And then you actually have a really good conversation. Everything seems to be on the up and up. And then he tell you he ain't got no car. Or he tells you that he's still reeling from his recent divorce. Or he tells you that he's not looking for anything serious, but you just look so interesting, so he wanted to talk to you. Now, you do have a couple of options here as to how you're going to proceed. Now, me, typically, it's certain things that they're going to say that it's an instant turn off of me. I'm not a chauffeur. I don't want to have to come and get you and then take you back, and I don't want to have to do all that.
But men do that all the time for women.
Yeah, it's called chivalry. I feel like they're supposed to do that.
I mean, I think so too. I just had to say that because some people are gonna say that's listening to you.
Let me say this.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
So, back in my super single days,
mm-hmm.
it was called. See, I didn't have regular single days. I had super single days.
Lord, what is super single? What is that?
I was the most eligible, ready. Anyway, I ain't getting into that.
I cannot.
One of my requirements was that a woman had to have a car because she need to be able to get herself where I need her to be if she wanted to be there. So, I mean, that works both ways too. So I would not expect for a woman to deal with a man that she has to go pick up to lay singleness to.
I'm a god. Might as well go ahead and tell myself once again. So I've and that's why I have such an attitude about it now. So I've dealt with guys that did not have their own car, and I had to go pick him up so that he could take me on a date. And that was so, yes, in my mind, that was so dumb. I'm like, why do I have to pick you up for you to take me out on a date? Now, granted, yeah, he got the check, all that, but I got to come and get you to take you to take me out. And then when we're done, you want to go spin by the battery and talk for a little bit and hang out and, you know, make out and act like teenagers and all this good stuff. And then I got to take you home. I don't like that. And after doing that, I did that with two different guys where I'm picking them up and dropping them off. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm not doing that no more. And it's like, I ended up having a conversation with this new guy I ain't gonna stunt y'all, for real, okay, that baby had my full attention. Real nice looking guy, and his conversation was all that. Conversation wins me over quicker than looks. Yeah, because I don't like pretty or good looking, beautiful dummies. I don't. I like to be able to talk to you. I want to be able to talk about some of everything. And this dude's conversation was buttery as hell. Yes, buttery. That's what the hell I said. It was everything. Like, he had my complete attention, and it was everything. But the minute that he said, I don't have a license, I was just like, oh my God. Like, it killed it for me. I stopped responding because we're texting.
I mean, there could be reasons not to have a license. Like, maybe you don't pay your child support, they take it. Oh, that happened to DMX.
That's not a good example.
Yeah. You might have been in jail for 15 years, and you know, you didn't get to renew your license while in jail. So you come out, you ain't got no face, and you got to go to the DMV. You just don't have that time to go to the DMV. I mean, there's reasons not to have licenses.
I know, but driving drunk and crashing your work vehicle. I mean, okay,
that's good. I mean, people make mistakes.
People do make mistakes, and I understand that. But when you live a couple of counties away, and you're expecting me to gas up twice and get snacks to come see you,
that's a bit
much. So for me, I was just like, oh. Now, have I talked to him since? I had, you know, because he did. He was just like, I can't help but notice that the minute I told you I don't drive, you haven't said much.
Very observant, sir.
I didn't know what to say. Like, I did not know what to say. But I was honest. I said, I want to be completely honest with you. And I told him. I said, truthfully speaking, I was very interested in getting to know you and all that good stuff. But once you told me that you do not drive, that put a that put a bad taste in my mouth. And he was not happy with that. He was just like, that really says a lot about you as a person.
No, it says a lot about him, because you definitely need to get yourself together as a man before you go out and try to holler at these women and stuff like that. Because you have the ability to use your imagination, some baby oil, and the circle in your hand to finish yourself off. Get yourself together. God damn. Anyway,
I mean, he's correct.
This is not my podcast. Let me sit back.
But he's correct. I mean, he's very correct. There are ways to get what you need to get. You know, like for us ladies, if you got a strong middle finger, baby, you good. You got a strong middle finger, you know how to move that thing in a circle, you good. Yes, I said it. Whatever. Now, I will admit, when he said, that says a lot about you as a person, that did make me feel, it made me feel a little bit bad, because I'm such an empath, and
that's
I
the
care.
Purpose.
I know. I felt bad. I did. I was like,
So I crank up my car and went and put gas in it. And I was cussing him out the whole way.
No, that's not what happened. No. Not at all. But I did feel bad. And I was just like, he might be right, but I still don't want to date you. You don't have a car, and I don't want to have to pick you up to date you, and I'm not driving 2 counties away to date you.
Especially down this way, because these are huge counties.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Gas up twice and get snacks.
Did you have to go through Berkeley and Dorchester in order to get to his
house? Yes.
Man, that's hours.
Exactly. Yeah, he stayed like 2 hours away. And
don't even be through rush hour traffic. You're talking about 4 hours.
Exactly.
For two counties. Look it up on the map. Berkeley County, South Carolina, and Dorchester County, South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's almost all of South Carolina.
Exactly. Right. Right. But he was serious. He was so serious. And he just said that, he was like, I just don't understand why you would... pretty much his thing was, why would you allow that to stop you from meeting somebody that you seem to really have connected with?
I bought a nigga a bicycle for his birthday.
Listen, I was just like, and he, in my mind, I was like, this baby's serious. But I didn't even say anything else. I just kind of left it. And it was, and he was very easy on the eyes, but no. See, here's the thing, ladies. Here's the thing. And this is where I put myself on the chopping block even further. We get what we accept. And if we're going to sit there and, you know, entertain somebody that doesn't, you know, yeah, I do think you should have criteria. Yeah. I don't think you should have these super long checklists that people need to have or that they need to fall through and abide by. But I do think that you should have standards. And I don't think you should deviate from your standards if that's going to make you uncomfortable. And anytime that I've done that, I've regretted it. I'll be right back, y'all, to wrap it on up.
Hey, y'all, this is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Your Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO parentheses UR parentheses dash the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
I forgot the word shoes.
Shit.
And here we go once again in this final segment of Kicking It. I am indeed your girl, Christy Love, baby. And we are talking about quarantine quest for love. We're talking about saying no to quarantine peen, saying no to new peen, but new friends, yes. We're not going to eliminate new possibilities. I don't think we should definitely do that, but definitely I think you should be honest about what it is you want, what it is you really want. Don't entertain what you don't want and then complain about it.
I got a question.
Uh-oh.
What if he's long enough for him to be able to keep his distance and still pin you down? Because it's like only 6 feet, right? So if we can stay 6 feet away...
First of all, where's this bionic man at? Like, I mean, that is some serious bionic there. If he can maintain 6 feet, but still get it done. That's some serious, man, listen. Like, that's some serious go-go gadget peen right there.
I am probably not talking about myself.
You know what? I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna fall for that. I'm not gonna do it. So we've talked about the past. We've talked about the new. Now let's talk about the now. What should we be doing right now? If you're like me and you are single and still believing in love, I think you should continue to believe in love. But I think that right now you should concentrate on giving that love to your damn self. And when I say give that love to yourself, I do mean as in work on you and bettering yourself and handling your business and getting your things together. And yeah, I do mean self-love as well. Self-love is the best love. Yeah, that you better call up one of them Pure Romance consultants and you know, make a nice donation or something. You got to find something else to do, baby, because for one, we still are practicing social distancing. That's something that, you know, we need to continue in order to get this this pandemic to fall under control. We've got to all play our part, and playing our part means staying apart for right now. And yes, I do understand. Sometimes it's hard to fight that urge. Can it be fought? Yes, it can. Do you have to give in to it? No, you do not. There are other things you can do. There are absolutely other things you can do. But if you choose to go that route, seriously, learn what pleases you. I say one of the best ways to learn how you like to be pleased is to please yourself. Ladies, seriously. It's hard for you to tell a man how to touch you if you don't know how to touch yourself, if you don't know what feels good to you. Yeah, there's going to be many that are going to disagree with that statement, but that's fine. I'm not for everybody. You're not for everybody. And that's part of the problem. We entertain people that we should not entertain, all in the name of, I just need to get these rocks off. Well, right now, since you can't do that anyway, tend to yourself. Like, seriously. Again, first things first, you need to make sure that mentally, emotionally, you're in a better place. We all can, improve. There's always ways that we can be better than what we were before. So think about those things as well. Seriously, use this time to look into those hobbies that you may not have looked into before. Yeah, I know, having to be in and potentially facing, you know, an actual lockdown, mandated lockdown where you're going to have to be in and can't come out. Yeah, you're going to need to find different ways to entertain yourself within the home, different ways to, you know, expand and gain some knowledge about yourself. That's another thing that we need to do. A lot of us have complained and said we wanted to have this time. Now we have it and we still complaining. Like, why?
So, Bob. About a month ago, I took my kids to the beach, and we was picking up pebbles and shells and all of that. So I have like a grocery bag full of pebbles and stuff. So whenever I feel like getting my rocks off, I just take the rocks and push them off the balcony, and then I get my rocks off.
First of all, I love that. First of all, the play on words, freaking phenomenal. love that. But hey, listen, first of all, I like that. I used to stand on my balcony and blow bubbles, like for real. Like, what a bubble wand. Okay, let me just, my bubble wand.
I'm about to say, is bubbles your new man?
That is not the kind of blowing I was talking about. I mean, actually holding in a wand. A wand that's in a bottle of bubbles, okay? Not his wand, okay? Let's be clear. I mean a bubble wand, and I would blow the bubbles and watch them float off into the trees. Very relaxing. Very freaking relaxing. Do a puzzle. Like, seriously, do one of them puzzles. Do one if you do not have kids, if you're a party of one. Puzzles are very relaxing. Crossword puzzles, too. Word finds. Yes, I am naming senior activities. I'm an honorary senior citizen. Judge somebody else. Don't judge me. I am not going to say judge your mother because some people find that really harsh or whatever. But don't judge me because I do honorary senior citizen activities. It's actually very relaxing. Read a book. Like, seriously, why not? Go through old photos. Do that. Yeah, and then like he said, like Mr. X said, push some, you know, get your rocks off. the balcony. And, you know, you don't have a balcony. And you got a sidewalk, got a little, you know, somewhere, a raised surface of some sort. You know, just that is a really good way to get your rocks off. Like, that play of words is, I really like that. That was really very cool. But just try different things. And for those of you who are homeowners, gardening, doing something around your home, doing something to spruce up your space, changing up your decorations in your home. Just find ways to entertain yourself.
Yeah, like my studio is my dwelling, and the house is my wife's dwelling. The house is on land. So when I get home today, I'm going to cut my wife's grass.
See, look at that. Look at him. See? Look at that. And making sure his wife is all is good to go.
And I'm going
to
put some plants in her garden.
See? See? He going to put some plants right on up and through her garden. You see that? He going to run up in her garden. You know what? Anyway. But listen, that's his wife. That man can do that with his wife. He can plant in her garden all he want. He can do whatever he want to do with his wife. Y'all, listen.
I was trying to find a creative way to say blow her butthole, but I couldn't.
I don't think that there is a correct way that you can say that. Well, possibly. But we'll have to think about that, because I'll leave it up to him. He'll come up with something. He'll come up with some clever way of putting that. But I mean, seriously, just finding creative ways to be a better you and not complain about the current state of things. Y'all, this is temporary. This will not always be this way. It won't.
Unless you die doing it, then.
Oh, my.
It's permanent for the ones that die.
Oh, my.
For the ones that make it, it's just temporary.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, listen. Okay, so if you should perish, if you should die while doing this, go with a smile. If you got to go with a smile. I think that's what the Joker said. If you got to go with a smile. Like, do something that's going to take you on up out of here with a smile on your face. Like, for real. At least do it that way instead of being mad. Your mad ass. What are you so mad for? Like, seriously, don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, check on your people. Check on your people. I know you can't go and physically see people. Why don't we bring back the old-fashioned letter writing? You got a box of cards sitting in your closet right now that you're not using. Okay, so it's Christmas cards. Whatever. Christmas in July. That'll be July before you know it. Just be creative. Just, you know, send a card. Drop a card.
No. You could write on the card.
Oh, my.
But take a picture of that card and send it through text, because that card might have COVID-19 on it.
Oh, my. He's right. So I stand. He's correct. He is so correct. Take the picture of the card. He is so right. And then, take a picture of the front of the card and then text what you would have put in the middle of it. Then that way you can, it's recyclable. Yeah. I mean, you can always Photoshop and take the words out if you need to. I mean, that's always an idea as well. So
smart.
I mean, just, you know, recycle, reuse. We got to do something, you know. I mean,
recycle, reduce, reuse, and close the loop.
You know what?
We can close the loop.
You know what? Mr. Holiday X, I swear. I mean, listen, he's correct though, seriously. Like, I mean, that was cute. He did the whole commercial and everything. But that's what we really should do. So listen, as I get ready to bring this first episode of Kicking It with K-Love to a close, I do want to tell y'all that I indeed am going to be opening up a forum called Ask K-Love. You can ask me questions about anything. Love, sex. I love talking about sex, relationships, whatever. Now, I will admit, I do not really, you know, want to get into politics or religion. That's not what I want to make this forum about. And what you can do is, if you would like to get questions over to me, you can find me on social media. Christy Loves World on Facebook. You can inbox me there if you like. Or you can send an email to ChristyLoveTalks@gmail.com. So you can send me a little something and we can talk there. You do not have to submit with your name if you don't want to. Or you can say, hey, you know, this is actually not for me. You know, if you don't want your name to be revealed or whatever. But you can ask me anything. And yes, you can also say, hey, just answer this here. Don't want this on one of your podcasts or whatever. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do it that way. It's all about, you know, just having fun with this, talking to, connecting with y'all, and getting to know all about y'all. And then you can get to know a little bit more about me. Now, you're going to learn some things about me that you might find a little, you may find interesting. You might find a little troubling. I don't know. But you'll be okay. That I do know. It shouldn't make or break you. It shouldn't. And if it does, seek help. Because that shouldn't be the case. That really should not be the case. But yeah, ask K Love. Ask her anything. You would be amazed at the things that goes through her mind sometimes. Yes, I am talking about myself in third person. Once again, do not judge me. Save that judgment for someone else.
So my wife stole a Nintendo 64. And it's been in the closet for a few months. So when she finally brought it out to let the kids play with it, it didn't work, probably because it was dusty or whatever. So she was like, hey, Holiday, could you fix this for me so the kids could play? So I had to blow in my wife's booty in order to get it working right.
I'm just going to go on a limb here and say that had nothing to do with. I mean, because it reminds me of the old school Nintendo, right? When you used to have to blow in the cartridge, right, to make it work. But I don't think blowing in the Trap Queen's booty is going to make a Nintendo 64 work. And if it did, that's pretty doggone phenomenal. Like, If that made it work, we'll see, because they would need a distraction. They would need something to do.
It was stolen. It was stolen. So when you steal something, it's called booty.
You know what?
That was the joke.
I can't. I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. And I will not. I will not. I'm not even going to touch it. I'm just going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave the booty. I'm going to leave it all just sitting right there. The blown booty of that. I'm going to just leave it all sitting right there. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, I really hope that y'all were able to take something from this today. Like, seriously, as far as your quarantine quest for love. Right now, be on that quarantine quest for self-love and getting back to you and knowing what's going to make you good and make you happy when all of this does pass over, that we will be able to live our best lives yet. And we'll be able, I really believe that when this whole thing blows over, it's going to make all of us better in a lot of different ways, like seriously. And I think it's going to make us learn to not take things for granted, especially being able to have that time with one another. So in the meantime, in between time, party people, it has indeed been your girl, Christy Love, with Kicking It. We look forward to connecting with you here at Distraction Network at Lynx Recording Studios. You all take care. You all be in touch. And hey, you all be you. We out.
And she did say be in touch. So before you touch, make sure sanitize your hands. And then baby oil your hands before you touch yourself.
My, I didn't know he was going to go there, but I thought he was
going to go there. Okay, bye-bye now.